I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325. Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And every Monday we are called Helping People. And we kind of give ourselves that subcategory title because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to learn more about Chico Creek Counseling, you can find our website, chicocreekcounseling.com. And at that website, you can find out more about me as a therapist, or you can go to my website, jessicawilkerson.com. Today, I'm talking about clarifying goals when you're in situations with other people. So, sometimes when we are in a situation where we need to advocate for ourselves or we need to say that something is bothering us or hurting our feelings or someone is doing something a certain way and we wish they would do it a different way, have those difficult kind of conversations, it can go several ways. One, it can go great because we're really good at that. Two, it could go great because even though we're not really good at that, we prepared. Number three, it can go terribly because we're horrible at that and we just blurted out the first thing that we could think of and let our emotions take over. Or four, it can go awkwardly, kind of weird, terrible, good, and everyone leaves feeling a little bit confused. So I think probably most people would like number two. It goes really, really well because we prepared. And so I've been learning a little bit more about a type of therapy called DBT, dialectical behavior therapy. And in that type of therapy, they have a couple different exercises on this topic. And so I thought I would share a little bit about that, a little bit about those exercises. And this one is called Clarifying Goals in Interpersonal Situations. And so imagine that you have this thing you have to talk about with your boss, with your spouse, with one of your close friends who doesn't take things well, or you're someone who doesn't take things well, and people keep telling you this about yourself, and whether you see it or not, it's something that people have noticed and have articulated, and you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I might not be good at that, but no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to get it right, so whatever. Well, I wanted to give you some of those skills today. So it's a list of questions that I want you to ask yourself, and not just ask yourself like in a rhetorical way. I want you to actually sit down and jot it out. Because something about putting that pen to paper, you don't have to write full paragraph sentences, short story essays. Just, you know, kind of free associate what the answers would be about this. So in this moment, I would like for you to think about either a time in the recent past or distant past, I guess, that you addressed a situation and it didn't go as you would have liked it to go. Or I would like you to, if there's been something on your heart you've been wanting to talk to somebody about, but haven't gotten up the nerve, and you're just kind of trying to figure out how to say it, then I want you to think that. Okay, so the first one is, what specific results or changes do I want from this interaction? So after I speak to them, what are the changes that need to take place? And I want you to be specific about that, not just they're going to be nicer. What does nicer mean? Not just I want them to talk to me more respectfully. Okay, that would be a result. Bob, I know you're my boss. I know that you have really a lot of authority, but you kind of talk to me like a jerk, and I want you to be more respectful. Okay, you want them to be more. What does respectful mean, though? What does that mean? I need you to give me a little bit more notice when you ask me to complete a task. I need you to speak a little bit more softly. You speak really, when you speak very loudly, I feel like all my colleagues hear you, and it makes me feel embarrassed. So if you could speak in a quieter, more hushed volume, what specific results or changes do I want from this interaction? When we go to this commercial break, I want you to be kind of listing that out. Be very specific about what does that word mean. So what is it that you need from the person, and what does it look like? What would that end result look like? Okay, I'll be right back. Please enjoy these commercials.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, and I would like to remind you that even though I'm a marriage and family therapist registered intern, that this is not a substitute for counseling. So if you feel like something that we're talking about is triggering an issue for you, I would like to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your community who can help you work through that professionally. That would be a marriage and family therapist, licensed clinical social worker or their associate, or even a clinical psychologist. Okay, so the next one is, so you've already thought about what are the specific or results or changes that you want from that interaction. Now I want you to think about, what do I have to do to get these results? Because sometimes talking to the person is the thing you need to do to get the results, yes. But sometimes it's other things. What do I need to do to get these results? Do you need to role model that behavior for a little while? So you want your children to stop screaming your name from across the house. So when you're cooking dinner, you're busy, you don't want them to interrupt, you don't want to hear them hollering, "Mom, Dad," from their bedroom. So how do you change that? Well, you can talk to them. You can also role model them. So when you need them to come into the kitchen or you need their attention, you stop what you're doing, you walk back to the bedroom, you say that their name and what it is that you need from them, and you give them an appropriate amount of time to do it. And then you just continue role modeling that. What will happen is it will become the norm. And then if their behaviors don't start changing to reflect that and you have a conversation about it, they're not thinking, "Oh, my parent is a hypocrite because they scream from across the house." There's a little bit more weight to that. So is there something that you need to do to get this results beyond stating to the people around you that what you need? Communication is very important, but there are also other ways to communicate. So I want to hear that. What's going to work for you? So the next question is, how do I want the other person to feel about me after this interaction is over? whether or not I get the results or the changes that I want. So regardless of whether you get your way or you get your needs met, how do you want them to feel about you afterwards? Do you want them to feel, wow, that person was really powerful, or wow, that person was really authoritative, or wow, that person was really demanding, or wow, that person was really rude, or wow, that person was respectful and pleasant while getting their needs met. Wow, that person has healthy boundaries. What is it that they want the other person to feel about you after your interaction is over? It's really important to go into your interaction with that mindset, because it's not what you want them to believe about you, what you're afraid they're going to believe. If I stick up for myself, they might think I'm bossy. No, don't, like, take that out of your mind for a moment. What is it that you want to replace with that? Well, I don't want them to think I'm bossy. I just want them to think that I have self-respect. Okay. I have self-respect and I care about them too. I don't trample over what their needs are. So processing that, what is it that you want the other person to feel about you? And then what do I have to do to get or to keep this relationship? So sometimes what we need from the other person would be, might be hurtful to them. So thinking about how my, after this communication is over, and after I've decided how I want them to feel about me during this communication or interaction, what do I need to do to ensure that this relationship maintains where it's at or improves? And what does that look like? So the other person might be someone who has a difficult time hearing things from you. And so what you want to do is you want to be able to make your statement, have them feel like you cared about them while you also got your needs met. And what do you need to do to make sure that the relationship, that you keep it or you get it? Well, that might be letting them feel good about themselves. That might be negotiating so they get some of what they want and need while you're also getting what you want and need, making it so it's not all about you. You're taking into consideration what their thoughts are or what their needs are. And so thinking about that ahead of time, what do I have to do to get or keep this relationship? The next one is, how do I want to feel about myself after the interaction is over, whether or not I get the results or changes I want? And so that's a doozy, because how many of you have walked away from an interaction and felt like, oh, I should have said this, or, oh man, I'm so weak, I totally just got walked all over, or, there I went again. I totally yelled at them. Why do I have to be such a jerk sometimes? I just get caught up in the moment. And you have all these feelings of shame and guilt and all these negative adjectives about yourself, all these negative verbs that you're applying to yourself. And so thinking about how do I want to feel about myself after this is over is a big deal. Okay. So I hope you've been jotting these things down. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. A lot of my work, I do a lot of trauma work. I use EMDR as one of those forms of trauma work. We can talk about that at another time, but you can also find out more about it on my website at jessicawilkerson.com or on the blog at chicocreekcounseling.com. I have a few openings right now. Actually, by the time this airs, maybe I'll have more or less. Who knows? I pre-record every few weeks. So you can find me at chicocreekcounseling.com, jessicawilkerson.com, or you can contact me at 530-921-5122. So we're talking about preparing for difficult conversations. And the last question I asked you was, how do I want to feel about myself after the interaction is over? Probably you want to walk away from that interaction feeling empowered, feeling like you just had a really great conversation where you got your need met and the other person still likes and respects you, and you look forward to the next time you guys get to interact in general, you know, just as people. And so there's one more question. What do I have to do to feel that way about myself? So what's going to work to help you feel that way about yourself? So maybe it could be as that you're having the conversation, if the other person gets more demanding or belligerent and you notice that you're trying so hard to put in all of the things that you worked on during the questioning and the preparing process, but the other person is not a good communicator either, and they're not trying as hard as you are. One of the things you can do is tell the other person, you know what, I'm really sorry. I'm feeling overwhelmed, and I know I chose to have the conversation right now, but I feel like my ideas are kind of getting lost in it all. Do you think that we could take a short break and come back and talk about it at this other time of day? And that will get let that person start processing. That gives them a break also, because a lot of times when people are not good at receiving information, it's because they have a hard time processing it, and they feel like the expectation for them is to create a decision right here and now, and they don't want to have to commit to something that they're going to be disappointed in later, that they're going to be feel obligated to do later. And so they get angry and they get maybe a little more aggressive because they haven't had a chance to process it, and they're trying to process it while they speak. And so if that is the case, you've done all this prep work and you feel like the other person is bulldozing you, you own it. Just say, own it. Say, I know I started this conversation, but I'm feeling a little overwhelmed because I'm not good at having these kind of conversations. Do you think that we can just take a small break, think about it, and then come back to it again after lunch, maybe like at 1 o'clock or whatever that is? So thinking about what time you started the conversation also, what's the best time for you? What's the best time for the other person when they're not preoccupied with other things, when they didn't just come out of a 2-hour meeting, or they didn't just now get off work and walk in the door, or they're not trying to manage the children and manage cooking dinner and then also manage having this deep conversation with you about the thing that you need from them. So finding that time. And I wanted to make sure to clarify for you guys that these are questions. And the reason that I choose questions from specific worksheets and very specific paradigms is because I want you to be able to go online and find them again. I want you to be able to type in these keywords and find them for yourself, because I know that I've heard things on the radio before and I think, how can I look that up again? So this is, I want you to type in DBT and then clarifying goals in interpersonal situations. So So DBT is a type of therapy called dialectical behavior therapy. And really it teaches you about noticing yourself, noticing what's going on for you, and then noticing how to communicate with other people in a way that gets your needs met while also honors the other person. It's a really cool type of therapy. So if you liked this today, please look that up. It's really great. And you could even find someone in your area who is certified. I am not certified. I've just been learning about it. So I don't want to sell myself as someone who is an expert in that type. All right, guys, this is Jessica Wilkerson. Please tune in next week, where we'll talk a little bit more about this type of communication.